Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families loved the books and asked for help planning their own adventures. So the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! On today's episode, we're off to France with Kim from the French Canal Boat Company. Bonjour, and welcome to the podcast, Kim.
Bonjour, Shannon. It's so nice to meet you, and thank you so much for having me on your podcast. Excited to be here today.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I am so excited to talk about canal cruises in France. I have been on your website. It just looks fantastic. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and the company.
I'm one of the owners of the French Canal Boat Company, and we own and operate two luxury barges in France. One is in the Loire Valley. It's about an hour and a half southwest of Paris, and the other is in Burgundy, about an hour and a half southeast of Paris. And though we typically market ourselves to more of a mature demographic, what's really emerged over the years is the desire for families to have more of an immersive experience together. And so while we fell in love with the idea of barge cruising because it was just a lovely way to experience those lesser known waterways of France and the smaller villages and get off of the big waterways and motorways, we really liked going and enjoying the wineries and the castles, the chateau, the lesser known areas, but still the really interesting and relevant areas of France. And what we discovered is that, you know, a lot of families were really craving that too. I mean, because, you know, when you're traveling and you're rushing and you're doing the big cities, your kids are, when they're done, they're done. I just need to retreat. I want to retreat somewhere with my kids and have a space of our own and where my husband and I can relax. Our kids are nearby. We know, you know, everything's kind of a little bit of a controlled environment for us.
It looks so fantastic. So how did you get into this? You live in Texas, right? Like, how did you get into the French Canal Boat Company business?
We went on a barge cruise about 5 or 6 years ago. My husband had heard about it and was so excited. And he kept talking about this for like 10 years. And I thought, barge cruising? What are we going to do on barge cruising? He talked two other couples into going with us. And I'm thinking, it's only a small boat. What are we going to be doing this whole time? And we got on board and I thought, this is heaven. We have a captain, we have a chef, we have a hostess, and it's lovely. And the mornings are spent where you're exploring the canal, the barge is moving. And as you go through those locks, you can hop on and off, and we have bicycles on board. So you can go and walk those historic towpaths and bike ride and really experience what rural France is like. It's lovely. We have a van that takes people out for their excursions in the afternoon. So you can go out and immerse yourself in local points of interest, like the chateau, like Leonardo da Vinci's home, troglodyte caves. It's crazy and it's fun. And it's really something that has a great appeal for families and kids as well.
What's great is these areas, both the Loire and Burgundy, I didn't realize they were so close to Paris, like an hour and a half. And so you could actually do Paris and then go have this wonderful holiday, you know, slow moving on some of the rivers on these lovely boats.
Yes, that's exactly. And it's perfect for that because a lot of parents, they have that desire to show their kids the world and maybe go see the Eiffel Tower, go explore Paris for a few days. But that's a lot of stimulation. That's a lot of running around with the kids. And it's nice because a lot of times families will add on a week-long cruise with us at the end. And then that's the parents' time to really relax and maybe take kind of some of that time for themselves while the kids are still being entertained. As the barge is moving through the locks on the canals, you can hop off and you can bike ride or walk, and the kids can bike ride and walk from one lock to the next. And the barges aren't moving that fast. It's perfect for the kids' speed. It's a neat opportunity for them to stretch their legs. They can sometimes get out and even help open the locks and close the locks.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And the chefs are really great on board. They'll help them. If they want to learn how to cook, they can kind of take some little instructions and help out a little bit here and there. And our chefs are great about special diets and such, and really helping keep the kids, you know, entertained, maybe trying a few new things. And at the end of the day, the parents can wind down and relax with, you know, some of the best wines in the world, knowing that their kids are having a great day and they're running around doing their thing, or the kids can just relax and take a break. And we do have Wi-Fi on board, but it's sometimes a little spotty. And sometimes that's just fantastic for kids to not be connected to everything.
It's very good. Yeah. Everyone gets to escape. Are your typical itineraries like 7 days, something like that?
7 days and six nights. They run Sundays to Saturdays. In Burgundy, we have a cruising season, which is mid-April through mid-October. And in the Loire Valley, it's a little shorter. It's July through mid-October as well. They're all inclusive. And what's really neat is the two barges are both very different, and the itineraries are very different. So the parents can kind of pick which one they might be more interested in. In the Loire Valley, our barge Nymphia, she actually has a maximum of six guests. So there's only three cabins on board. She's really fun. She's really a great one for the kids. She's much more of that classic wood style. Two suites have twin beds in them. So she's really well set up for a family who maybe has two or four kids. And sometimes it's nice for even like multi-generational. If you have the grandparents, one of the kids and their spouses and their grandchildren.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's what really has worked out nicely for families. And like in the Loire Valley, it really is fun because that itinerary is fantastic for families. Like Leonardo da Vinci's home, they have life-size replicas of some of his inventions.
Oh my gosh.
And it's really a neat place. I mean, as an adult, I love running around there and seeing what all he's created. I had no idea the number of inventions he is responsible for. It's overwhelming. Another one of the tours is in the troglodyte caves, which is where they would mine all of that stone for all the chateau in the Loire Valley. The other one is Le Papillon. We just remodeled her over COVID and we went from three cabins down to two. So she really is our luxury barge. As such, she has, you know, much more of a luxurious experience. She's really in the heart of Burgundy with those wonderful wines for the parents, but she has some neat itineraries, like on the Nivernais in Burgundy. There's cliffs and you can watch people coming out and they'll slackline across them. And it's kind of a neat thing to see because you're going through these historic towns and villages and it's just so quaint. And then you come upon something like that. And it was just really unique and interesting for the kids and interesting for us parents to watch. There's a lot of opportunities to get out and hike and like I said, bike ride and go and tour the different chateaus and such along the way. It's really lovely itinerary.
Sounds like you can do some really fun stuff. You're moving at a really nice, slow pace. I love that.
Most of the times people are used to cruises where it's cruising at night and then it drops you off in ports. And so you're not experiencing the cruising, whereas absolutely the morning, the cruising in the mornings is, I mean, it's almost the highlight of it for me. As you're seeing, I mean, every turn, we're like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to get off and walk or bike ride. I just can't wait to see what's around the next corner. We can arrange extra excursions if people want. We have, you know, kind of standard itineraries, but we're always happy to customize them to what people are interested in. So if the parents don't drink wine or have zero interest in it, you know, there are a million other things to do in Burgundy that are equally as entertaining and equally as historic and immersive. Hot air ballooning over any of those regions, absolutely gorgeous. And one of our partners is very good friends with one of the largest ballooning operations in Europe. It's incredible. So
it sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Well, Kim, where can people find out more if they want to go on one of these family adventures?
Well, they can visit us at our website, which is FrenchCanalBoatCompany.com. And all of our contact information is there and they're welcome to just reach out and give me a call. The one thing I'll mention though is it's not really ideal for kids under probably 7 or 8. you'll get more out of it if your kids are a little older, at least over maybe 7 or 8. And it's really fun for our crew because they get so used to adults. So when they have kids on board, they really want to like, oh, this would be so great. I remember doing this as a child. I mean, a lot of them, you know, grew up nearby. And even our captain has been cruising the waterways of France for 40 years.
Oh my goodness.
40 wow. years. And so it's so fun hearing him say, oh, when I was 19 and I lived in that lock house with 4 other crew members and, you know, and he has all these things. He's like, oh, that's a great swimming hole. Let's all get out and jump in. And it really is a pretty neat thing for our crew to have kids on board. They love it.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for being with us. Merci beaucoup.
Oh, merci beaucoup. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits!